WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hott here, your guide to stomping out stress and building a mental fortress one day at a time. Welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor, where we dive deep into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and learn how to apply it to the crazy rollercoaster ride that is modern life. Today's topic, procrastination. I mean, let's be real, who hasn't hit that snooze button one too many times or stared blankly at a task list longer than a grocery store receipt? Ever feel like you're constantly running on the hamster wheel of I'll do it later? You know that feeling when something needs to get done, but your motivation level is about as high as a sloth on a Sunday morning. Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up, because Stoicism isn't just about meditating on mountaintops and flowing robes. It's about practical tools, strategies for facing the everyday struggles that trip us up. And when it comes to procrastination, Stoic wisdom has some seriously powerful weapons in its arsenal. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those pesky delays and become a productivity powerhouse. First up, acknowledge your resistance. Stoicism teaches us to accept things as they are, not wish them away. This means acknowledging that procrastination isn't just laziness, it's often a fear response, fear of failure, fear of the unknown, or even just plain discomfort. So before you launch into self-criticism, take a deep breath and say, hey, I get it, this task feels daunting, but I'm not letting fear rule me. Recognizing your resistance is the first step to overcoming it. Next, focus on what's in your control. Stoicism emphasizes focusing on our own actions and choices, not external circumstances or other people's behavior. You can't control whether traffic is a nightmare or if your boss throws another last-minute project at you, but you can control how you respond to those situations. Instead of getting bogged down by what's out of your hands, shift your attention to the single most important thing you can do right now. Break the task into manageable chunks and start with just one small step. Third, practice mindful action. Stoicism encourages us to be fully present in the moment. When you find yourself daydreaming or getting sidetracked, gently bring your attention back to the task at hand. Pay attention to the sensations of your body as you work, the sounds around you, and the words on the page. This helps you stay focused and engaged, making the work feel less like a chore and more like a flow state. Visualize success. Stoicism isn't just about logic and reason, it also recognizes the power of our imagination. Take a few moments to visualize yourself completing the task successfully. Imagine the feeling of accomplishment, the sense of relief, and the positive impact it will have on your life. This mental rehearsal can boost your motivation and confidence, making it easier to get started. And finally, remember your values. What truly matters to you? Is it achieving your goals, making a difference in the world, or simply taking care of yourself? When procrastination creeps in, reconnect with your core values. Remind yourself why this task is important and how completing it aligns with what you stand for. This connection can provide a powerful source of motivation and purpose. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you've got that big presentation coming up, the one that feels like climbing Mount Everest in heels. You know you need to start prepping, but your mind is already on vacation mode. Stoicism comes to the rescue. Instead of getting bogged down by fear or feeling overwhelmed, you acknowledge those feelings and say, okay, I'm feeling nervous, but I can control my actions. You break the presentation into manageable chunks, research, outline, slides, practice, and focus on completing one step at a time. You visualize yourself delivering the presentation confidently and successfully, reminding yourself that this is a chance to share your knowledge and make a positive impact. Remember, conquering procrastination isn't about being perfect, it's about making consistent progress. It's about showing up day after day, taking small steps, and celebrating your wins along the way. Stoicism equips you with the mental armor to face those challenges head-on. So, take that deep breath, channel your inner Stoic warrior, and get ready to conquer that to-do list. What's one small step you can take today to apply these strategies? Share it with me on social media. Let's inspire each other to build unstoppable momentum. Until next time, keep your minds strong and your hearts even stronger.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.